If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106 on the Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. I think when we left the show on Friday, we pretty much expected Mike Lonergan. I'll mention him in a second.
We expected
Kevin Willard to bounce to Villanova.
Yeah.
There was a moment there after I listened to him on Sheehan, I was like, oh, maybe he's going to stay at Maryland. But then the next day, it seemed like it was a different story, and he's a weasel.
He's definitely a weasel. I mean,
we played the audio. He said the exact same thing at Seton Hall when he bounced to Maryland, and then he repeats the same message. Oh, I didn't talk to my agent, didn't talk to my wife. Don't really know what you're talking about.
Yeah. He didn't talk to his wife, even though his wife was staying in the hotel with him in San Francisco.
So
I'm sure anybody believed that.
Our pal Barstool Nate, who appears with Beamish and Finley weekly here on The Fan, he retweeted a dude named Harrison Rich, who's the sports editor at the Diamondback, basically saying that Willard didn't even come in face-to-face with the team for the news. He did it via Zoom. Mm-hmm. I mean, what? That tells you everything you need to know about the guy, that he didn't even call a team meeting and walk in and, you don't have to spend an hour with him. Spend 5 or 10 minutes. Say, fellas, I've enjoyed coaching you.
Yep.
It's been great. Thank you for everything you did for Maryland. I'm taking another opportunity at Villanova. He did it via Zoom.
Not to mention the news broke in the middle of the night on, was it Sunday morning, Saturday night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, just good riddance. Goodbye. Hope you lose so many games at Villanova. Just good riddance at this point.
Well, and then it's just baffling that it took almost a week for it to be official.
Right.
When everyone kind of knew that it was probably going to happen.
Well, and then he danced talking to them for like a month.
Yeah, and he danced around all of those questions, obviously, when he was killing Damon Evans and talking about how he couldn't stay in New York City for an extra day. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, one thing he really didn't talk about, but apparently he was disgruntled about, was the travel, now that the Pac-12 teams are in the Big Ten. So he didn't love the travel going all the way out to L.A. to play those teams, and Washington, teams like that. But anyway, he's gone, and now it's all about who's the next guy up.
So I mentioned Mike Lonergan, who was a college basketball coach, most notably for Delaware? Or Vermont.
Vermont.
No, GW.
GW.
He was Vermont. Then he was assistant at Maryland for a year, and then he went to GW.
And then, of course, I think he won one or two national titles when he was at Catholic.
Yes.
Yeah. He won an NIT at GW.
Yeah.
So he sent a message via Facebook, and I think he captures the spirit of a lot of people, but I thought, coming from a guy who was coaching at GW in Vermont, because he played Maryland for a fool. Sad to watch the last 2 weeks. They shouldn't have let him coach in the Florida game. He should have quietly taken the Nova job through his agent like most coaches would have done. And then he repeats kind of what I said. He goes, a very good coach, but beating Grand Canyon and Colorado State at the buzzer doesn't make you John Wooden, Rick Pitino, or Gary Williams. Mm-hmm. Then he has suggestions. He says, hire Mick Cronin, Chris Beard, Chaka Smart, or Buzz Williams. Give Queen $3 million to come back for another year. Go Terps.
I mean, why would Derek Queen come back for $3 million when he can be a top probably 12 or 15 pick? If
his
not
stock
higher in the
really
draft.
Went up, you know.
I mean, I like
the
sentiment, but like, what would keep Derek Queen here at Maryland?
It would be a lot
Especially
more than $3 million.
The coach departing and the athletic
director. Yeah, he doesn't know who the coach is going to be.
Like, it's,
yeah.
No, it couldn't be a bigger mess.
He's going to go jump into that NBA money as soon as possible. But the thing that it's kind of crazy is we still don't know what Maryland is willing to offer. Are they willing to up the salary of the head coach? Are they willing to put more money into the basketball program? We just don't know. This interim AD, who we've talked about before, Colleen Sorum, who Willard was not a fan of, who Mark Turgeon was not a fan of, we just don't know. We don't know what they're willing to pay. And, you know, we just don't know what percentage of the revenue the basketball program is going to get yet.
The President Pines did say that they up the offer in both areas.
Just don't know what the numbers are.
They upped the offer salary-wise for mm-hmm. Coach Willard, which I thought was kind of absurd that he would be a top 10 coach. He doesn't have a top 10 resume in my mind. Mm-hmm. And then they were upping the NIL money. But yep. You're right, we don't know the amount.
Mm-mm. We don't.
It's just, look, if they want to be a power player in the Big Ten and they don't want to fall into the also-ran category, they have to pay their head coach pretty good money. Can't just pay him a paltry bottom of the Big Ten salary and expect top of the Big Ten results.
Yeah, I don't think that would prevent a lot of guys from coming here, like the salary. You know, I think they were paying him a decent amount and he was going to get more. But I do think the NIL stuff and what percentage of the revenue, whatever the basketball program would be able to get from the athletic department would be a big factor. Mm-hmm. But they pay a good salary. I mean, you know, if they offered the job to Dwayne Tipkins, he'd probably take it for almost nothing.
A lot less.
Pines' statement, he said, one of the highest revenue share budgets in big conference.
Yeah.
So if not the highest, like right around it.
Yeah, the thing that's just kind of annoying as a Maryland guy, and a lot of us here, I know Valdez, Case, all his kids, JP and I went there. It's just annoying that it's like used as a stepping stone. Now, I don't blame him for ultimately going to Villanova. I don't blame him at all. It's almost like a no-brainer. You're not going to have the competition from a football program. I mean, I know they have football, but it's not a big deal there. But it is annoying that, like, you think that's supposed to be the destination job for people to come to Maryland. And to just go there after you get to one Sweet 16 and, you know, hightail it out of there as fast as you can. It's not a great look. I don't like it, but it is what it is.
Son,
I'm not sure who they're going to be able to generate at this point.
He just could have handled it a lot better. We talked about it. I thought it was recoverable if he just said, look, I'm just trying to win a national championship at Maryland, do everything I can to win a national championship here. But to play the old as of right now game, which he did with Kevin Sheehan, and then behind the scenes, and then get on the mic and say, I haven't talked to my agent.
Yeah,
it's almost like though he denigrated the job so much to make it, I guess maybe so people understood why he wanted to leave or something.
Yeah,
but he just took a dump on the job itself.
Well, what he should have said was, "I can't win a national championship here because the athletic director won't give me the resources that other Big Ten schools have." That's the reason the Villanova rumors are out there.
He didn't even need to say that. Like
he could have been truthful.
He wasn't truthful.
He wasn't truthful because he said, I'm not talking to my agent. I'm not talking to my wife.
Well, that's
BS. You were lying, bro.
Of course.
You were lying to everybody.
Well, somebody, I think Chick Hernandez said that he had signed his like letter of intent or whatever like a long time ago.
Like his offer sheet?
His offer sheet, yeah.
No, it pisses me off because all of these grievances, whether it's the AD, you know what, the AD got fired. You wanted more money? Well, the school's going to pony up more money for you and for the program itself. You tried to be a victim. You did. You tried to go out and everyone would applaud you for going out because you didn't get what you wanted here when the campus caved and willing to give you anything you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not the victim. They tried to mediate things.
Mm-hmm. Well, it also tells me that he probably doesn't like the other people that he's working with in the AD department.
I know. I'm sure that's true.
And I'm sure travel had something to do with it.
sure.
Even though listen, I think the Villanova job is probably a better job.
I mean, in the Big East, you don't have to travel coast to coast, but I'm sure that there's probably other reasons, but he just went about it 100% the wrong
way. Wish he would have just kept his mouth shut, and then after they lost, then just leave.
Right.
That's the easiest thing to do.
Instead,
you don't have to say anything about nothing.
He just stuck his foot in his mouth at every turn.
Well, it made Maryland. It just took away the focus of the players.
He tried to get the court of public opinion on his side, saying, look how dirty the university's doing them. He made it to the Sweet 16, and they don't let him stay an extra day in New York, or they don't give him money for this or money for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, safe to say his strategy backfired massively.
Well, I remember
here it backfired, but he's going to end up in Villanova.
Oh, I know.
He's going to be making a lot of money.
He's coming up roses for Kevin Willard, which sucks. Which isn't great.
It'll come up roses until, you know, he's got to do better in Sweet 16 run, one in 20 years.
Those are some tough shoes. Take a look at Jay Wright's last 10 years. He's going to have a tough time matching that.
Match what Jay Wright did.
Good. I'm glad he's facing basically an impossible uphill.
John Rothstein,
uphill hill to climb.
Who we had on the show last week, went through it, and it's littered with national championships and number one seeds in a decade, like the
He'll never measure up to Jay Wright.
It's absurd what Jay Wright did for like the last decade. Yeah. We have some audio of Chris Knocke, who of course comes on the station a lot, calls games for the University of Maryland as their color commentator. He jumped on with Doc Walker over the weekend. Here's our pal, Cenoc.
I don't know where to start with this. I mean, it just over the last 10 days, all of it feels calculated and orchestrated. And on the one hand, Doc, I was actually in the press room when he said that about, you know, I'm just going through it. I haven't talked to my agent, haven't talked to my wife, my family. And then, you know, I get on the planes going to Seattle and going to San Francisco and coming home from San Francisco. And his wife and kids were there the whole time. I mean, it sort of defies logic to think that there wasn't it wasn't discussed at all in the hotel room. It was so poorly handled by him. And the worst part about it, Doc, is to me, the program hadn't been to a Sweet 16 in 10 years. And this is an opportunity. This is when this group should be dancing in the streets. When you win two games in Seattle, the Derek Queen thing, you're the most talked about program in the country for that, because of the way that game ended, because of Queen, you know, this personality. And he stole that. Mm-hmm. He stole that. I don't know any other way to put it. He stole that. And that's really infuriating when you think about it like that. A program that is used to a level of success finally gets back there, and he deserves some props for being a huge part of that, no question about it. But at the end of the day, runs away like a thief in the night, really. He took that away from Maryland fans, and for that, I mean, it's hard to look at it any other way for me.
Yeah, definitely just the whole saga, just a stain on the best moment in the last 10 years. You know, the Queen moment, always going to be sort of overshadowed, I think, in a lot of Maryland fans' minds.
Absolutely. You're always going to think of the Willard departure and the way that the media was just focused on the drama around him instead of around the team.
Barry Gossett, who's a big Maryland booster.
Yeah.
Who's the new basketball performance center is going to be named after.
Right. Mm-hmm. Major dollars pumped into the program.
I love this quote. He played us like a drum.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one true. Of the biggest, well, that might be the biggest donor to the entire program, maybe aside from Kevin Plank.
I always thought the cliche was a fiddle.
I mean, either one works.
That's not what he said. He said, played us like a drum.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's correct.
Well, he'll have his hands full. He has huge shoes to fill. I know he's not replacing a legend. He's replacing the guy that replaced the legend, but that aura of Jay Wright and what he did there is... It's going to be hard to hide from that. He's got to have huge expectations. College coaches have to reload every year now.
Yeah, but he must have a big NIL budget.
Well, I'm sure he does. But you're still going to have to pull off the recruiting mastery and sales pitch every year now.
Recruiting pitch, they say it's not even a recruiting pitch anymore. It's just a number.
Well, exactly. But somebody you still have to win the number.
Somebody
it doesn't
says,
matter how you clarify
I want two.
Yeah.
And you give him two or you don't.
Right. But he's going to have to win that battle every year now because everybody's a free agent.
And I'm
every
sure
year.
The
money, everyone's on a one-year deal.
The money's the most important part, obviously, for the kids. But if I'm a kid and it's close and you have decent advisors in your ear, they might be saying, look at the way he treated Maryland. Like, you think he's not going to treat you kind of the same way if you commit there? Like, if the money's close, some of these kids might be like, you know what? I'm going to pick this school over Villanova because he's kind of a weasel.
Yeah, I don't know that people are going to see it that way because that's what the players are doing. He basically did what the players are doing, right? He transfer portaled himself to Villanova.
Yeah, but the way he handled it was kind of underhanded. And,
I said he needs a class in PR.
Well, his
public relations.
I said this last week.
Aspect
he
sucked.
Handled it like a guy who'd been on the job for 5 minutes. He's been coaching for 20 years. Like it just didn't
just
seem like
it.
Very unprofessional way to go about your business. But look,
but he did it at Seton Hall. He did at Seton Hall to come to Maryland.
Yeah.
We played.
Well, that's why he's going to have
speech.
That reputation.
He said almost the exact same thing verbatim.
That's why he's going to have this reputation now.
I don't like that person.
I don't think anybody does at this point.
Don't like Kevin Willard.
Well, good luck to you, buddy, because you got big shoes to fill over there.
Yeah. Well, don't wish him good luck. Nothing but bad luck to you, Kevin Willard.
Well, I'm just saying.
I want you on the
wrong end. I think it's going to be very difficult.
The wrong end of every buzzer beater. The wrong end of every recruiting battle. I hope you go winless.
One thing if he was a coaching wizard, but he's not.
He's not. He's fine. But like whoever mentioned in the quote, he's not John Wooden. He's not John Thompson. He's not Bobby Knight.
He's not a lot of the guys that they're talking about as potential replacements. I don't think they'll get any of them, but he's not Buzz Williams. He's not even Shaka Smart.
He's been to one more Sweet 16. Than this guy sitting here.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I said last week when they were talking about making him a top 10 paid coach, like, what?
Yeah, it's outrageous. But that's just temporary. You know how that is.
I know, but still.
Temporary.
Give me multiple Final Fours before I give you top 10 money.
Yeah, but that might have been Maryland just saying, all right, we really want to keep you, so that number's going to be in the top 10.
He was pretty well paid. I mean, he was like 16 or something. He was already really well paid. I'm telling you, he didn't leave necessarily. He didn't leave to further his own salary. He was doing fine.
Sure he's doing that, but he feels like the resources are better at Villanova. Yeah, exactly. He doesn't have to compete with a Big Ten football team for resources.
It also goes beyond resources. He didn't like the people he was working with.
Well, I'm sure.
It goes beyond resources.
I'm sure if he was super happy.
He's just going to love every person he works with at Villanova. I find that hard to believe. He's gonna run into people at the Villanova athletic department that he's going to butt heads with.
Yeah, but it clearly drove him to another direction.
He had relationships that were strained and that had soured.
Yes.
But I'm going to guess if Kevin Willard spends more than a season or two anywhere, he's going to have strained relationships. Because he seems like a hard guy
to
work
with.
I think that also
he felt like it was a better spot for him. He just went about it the wrong way, and nobody in Maryland will ever forgive him, ever.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Well, I don't care about him, but he did kind of stain the run. It's a shame. But, yeah, like I say, good luck to you, because I think he's going to have his hands full at Villanova. The expectations there are even higher than they are here.
And I follow up your good luck wish with nothing but bad luck. Yeah. Nothing but bad luck to Kevin
right.
Willard.
Right. My good luck
Black
is kind
cats
of,
everywhere for Kevin
kind of,
Willard.
It's kind of sarcastic.
He's,
I don't know if
he's
that's
being
the right
facetious.
Word. Yeah, I don't know if that.
He's saying
right
good
word.
Luck to you because it's going to be a very
be
difficult job.
Yeah. It's going to be a very difficult job.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. What'd you make of the Kevin Willard situation? It kind of occupied the bulk of the show last week. You went from a guy who was taking a team to the Sweet 16 to talking about him potentially leaving, to dancing around leaving, to actually leaving. 800-636-1067. Your calls on the Willard Weasel next here on the Junkies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.